You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. Well, welcome to the studio. I have a special guest. We have Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Welcome, Stephen.
Doug, great to be here.
You know, the 4th of July just happened, and there's so much stuff still lingering in the news from the 4th of July. You know, those stories of all the ridiculous accidents. I'm sure you're keeping up with those.
Yeah, quite a bit of this year. It seemed that that was in the news of folks, everyone from just normal people to folks in who play football getting injured and seriously injured and losing fingers and dying.
Well, yeah, you had Jason Pierre-Paul, who had lost his right index finger.
Yep.
And then C.J. Wilson from the Buccaneers lost two fingers, right?
Unbelievable. You know, and I think when I was growing up, I don't know if I was doing so much of these big mortars. I was doing more just little black cat fireworks and whistlers and things like that I don't remember them being able to cause that much destruction. But
well, and I had a firecracker blow up in my fingers one time that blew up actually in my fingers. And that in itself was like that hurt so stinking bad as a kid. When that happened, I can't imagine an M80 or, you know, and those mortars, like you said, are crazy. That, you know, blowing the guy's head off.
It's like a bomb.
Well, yeah, the one, because that was a guy that shot the mortar from his head, and you actually met that guy, didn't you, at Disney?
So we go down to Disney World fairly frequently, and I remember his face. He played Gaston in Magic Kingdom, so I remember seeing him, I believe last year it was, when we were there in October. So, and seeing that in the news, it was just, it was crazy, because I remember him pretty vividly down there.
Well, and it sounds like he's the type of guy that normally would act like he's going to do something like that and then not. And, you know, so he said he was going to, you know, blow it off, you know, like set the mortar off and then didn't do it. And then I don't know if the fuse lit by accident or.
Yeah, and I don't know. It seems like there's kind of back and forth in the news. All I know is that I don't know how much you can depend on how, you know, long those fuses take to go off. It just seems like it's a bad idea to do anything, lighting those things off anywhere near you, you know.
Well, when we looked up some stats on this, looks like emergency rooms get about 8,700 people a year from fireworks-related injuries. 55% of them are from the extremities, and 31% are injuries to the head.
Wow.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, you know, you think all these, like the whistlers and bottle rockets and Roman candles, you know, if those are pointing the wrong direction, I'm sure they could do damage to your, well, we've seen it through our law firm, damage to folks' eyes and hearing too. So all kinds of head-related injuries, we do see those come through.
When I was growing up, I had a family member, they were in a Roman candle fight, got shot in the eye and got his eye put out by a Roman candle, and it sent him into a depression and ended up committing suicide a year later. And it just shows the repercussions of what can happen. And I'm sure a high percentage of these accidents happen with misuse of the fireworks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So let's talk about the liability from a legal standpoint. First off, I guess if they're shooting off on your own property and you're shooting them off and you have the neighbors over or something like that, what type of liability do you have?
So in that situation, if there's an injury to a third person, somebody who you'd invited on your property, your homeowner's insurance is going to cover that injury. So if you have a homeowner's insurance policy or you have a renter's insurance policy, that insurance coverage is going to apply to somebody who was injured by a firework on your property, even if they're injured by their own doing. So the fact that you're having folks over and quote-unquote hosting a gathering where they're shooting off fireworks, you're ultimately on the hook.
Okay, and what about like in my neighborhood? It was in the cul-de-sac close to our house, so it's common ground. It's not, you know, it's just neighborhood property. Who would have liability there?
A little different. So if let's say the example that you were just explaining, you were in a cul-de-sac. So if I have a son and he's in a cul-de-sac and he's shooting off fireworks with friends and he causes injury to somebody else, let's say they're having a Roman candle war, and he causes injury because he shoots a Roman candle at another child or another friend, then my homeowners will cover that. Now, it's a little different because in the scheme of things, if people are on my property, even if they injure themselves, my homeowners will still cover it. However, if people are off my property and they hurt themselves by their own doing, then my homeowners is not going to cover that. It's only going to cover negligence on the part of one of my insureds, which is, you know, a son
or daughter.
Somebody
in your family.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So if, you know, here would be a common scenario, because it was pretty chaotic in our cul-de-sac. There's five houses there that everybody's shooting off fireworks and people running out, sometimes two and three going at a time. And say somebody's using a mortar tube and, you know, and the tube tips over and shoots, you know, it's not even really negligence, but it just happens to tip over, hurt somebody. Does that change the liability?
I think it's going to be a factual determination on whether or not, you know, you actually caused that to happen.
Okay.
It's tough. And I think kind of to segue into the injury aspect, like we discussed earlier, the injuries are pretty significant, you know, usually,
right.
At least ones that end up in a lawsuit. So if the injuries are significant and somebody loses an eye or somebody loses hearing or loses a finger, you can be certain that a lawyer who knows what they're going to, you know, knows what they're doing is going to look into that very carefully. And if there's any possible liability there, there's going to be a lawsuit that will be filed because of the injuries.
Right. Well, if you're in that situation because you've had an injury from fireworks, you need to be well represented. And this is an instance, if it was one of your kids or if it was, you know, yourself or somebody you know, they need to be well represented and meet somebody like Stephen, and I recommend they reach out to you.
Yeah, the biggest thing that I recommend is, and I see in these cases, is it's really important to determine what insurance policies are on the risk. So they can be homeowners, they can be personal umbrella or personal excess insurance policies. But my job in incidents like this, especially when the injuries are significant, is to uncover all insurance policies. And I can tell you this from experience that homeowners and defendants will do everything to potentially hide insurance coverage, even though it doesn't really do them any good because the insurance is there to cover a loss.
Right.
But they will still do things to conceal insurance. So we have to really do our due diligence and uncover those policies to make sure our clients are properly compensated.
Is there anything people need to make sure in their policy is part of it, or are the policies fairly standard where things like fireworks will almost always be covered?
They're almost always going to be covered. You know, the biggest thing with homeowners insurance policies that is excluded is an intentional act. And very rarely does somebody intentionally try to hurt somebody with a Roman candle or shoot their eye out, right? It's always going to fall under negligence. So I typically have never seen a policy that excludes fireworks.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and I'll say the family home that I grew up in, okay, when I was a kid, I actually grew up in I had a family of publishers. And it was called the Little Blue Book plant. It was in Girard, Kansas. And when I was 7 years old, 4th of July, some people shot bottle rockets and burned the whole place to the ground. And my dad had canceled the insurance because we were getting ready to sell it. And he canceled the insurance a little too soon, so we didn't recover any of it. But assume that happens if somebody, you know, happens to burn down a neighbor's house because of it.
Still. Falls under negligence under your homeowner's policy.
Okay, so they would go back not for the insurance of the house that burns necessarily, but the person that shot the firework.
Absolutely.
Is the one that would be responsible.
Yep, and that would actually fall under both, you know, both liability as well as property damage.
Okay.
So your homeowner's policy, if it has property damage, which they all do, that insurance is going to cover property damage that was caused as well as any kind of injuries that were caused. And if nobody was in the building and something is burned down or... You know, and I've seen this before, actually, with BB guns. So, you know, a child will be out and they'll shoot a BB gun and it'll shoot out somebody's window in a car or in a house just because they're messing around, right?
Right.
And in that situation, your homeowner's policy is going to cover that broken window to repair that.
Okay.
Even though nobody
not your auto policy.
Correct. Even though nobody was physically injured, your homeowner's policy is going to cover that. Because remember, guys, your homeowner's policy will cover garden variety negligence. Okay.
Although
so anytime you're negligent out of the home, your homeowner is going to be your personal
more likely
liability.
To have a higher deductible in your house. So,
that's correct.
So frequently,
right.
Frequently, like if you wanted your homeowners to cover it, if you have $1,000 deductible, it's going to have to be a pretty expensive car window for it to really end up covering anything.
That's a great point. Yep.
So a lot of times it might be better just to pay in cash.
Right. And you don't want your insurance rates to go up. So unless it's a significant claim over your deductible, then you're right. I think it makes economic sense to pay that out of pocket.
Now, what are the instances where somebody's going to be liable for more than what's covered by the insurance policy?
Yeah. So I've had experience with that too. You know, it's a situation where if the insurance coverage, the liability limits aren't adequate enough to cover or compensate the injuries, we look to the actual defendant themselves to see how we can satisfy a judgment. So if somebody owns their home outright or they have personal assets or they own a business, you know, if you own a business as a homeowner, you better be certain you have an umbrella you know, an umbrella policy in place to protect you from excess, you know, claims. So if you only have $100,000 in liability coverage on your home, and you go and your son goes and knocks out somebody's eye with a Roman candle, I'm going to be looking at other forms of compensation, i.e. business assets and, you know, property and cash in a bank to satisfy any kind of judgment I obtain for my client's injury. So just be careful with that. Always procure insurance on the front end to protect you on the back end.
All right. So and you're not an insurance agent, but you're a pretty big advocate for making sure that you're properly insured because you deal with the consequences when people aren't.
I'll tell you, I fight insurance companies every day, and I don't like them, but I can tell you I'm an advocate for getting enough insurance from the start to protect you in situations where there may be a liability. Or, yeah, I mean, that's the main reason.
All right, so what about if, I mean, this is something that you and I are talking off the air. We know growing up that we did a lot of things we probably shouldn't have, and we feel lucky to get into adulthood with our extremities all working just fine. Two kids having a bottle rocket fight or having the Roman candle fight or something like that, you know, where does it matter if it's on their own property, on someone else's property, in a park? How does all that fall?
Just remember, if it's on your property, then your homeowner's policy is going to apply, but also there's potential for excess exposure because the parents are supervising, especially if they're minors, okay? So if it's on your own property and you're hosting some kind of party, then there's potential excess exposure for the parents and the assets. If it happens off your property, homeowner still covers it, but there's no personal exposure. Okay?
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense. So no excess exposure if it's off the property.
Right, because the parents aren't hosting any kind of party.
Right. So if they even just go out in the cul-de-sac and do it, now it's off your property, liability has been decreased.
Correct. So, personal exposure has been decreased.
Right. So kids, if you're going to do that, you know, don't do it in the front yard. Go out a little further in the street.
Yeah, you know, and I always see these, you know, typically they come into play where the parents are aware that the kids are having, you know, other kids over and they're shooting bottle rockets off on their property, and sometimes there's alcohol involved, and that really gets into a situation where there's personal exposure there.
Yeah, especially if they're minor kids with alcohol involved.
Yeah, there's criminal infractions there too for the parents at that point.
Yeah, pretty scary.
Yeah, so just be careful.
Yeah, definitely be careful. And if you need advice in this area, definitely reach out to Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Stephen, best way to reach you, 314-444-4444.
You got it. Yep.
Okay, love that phone number. Nice and easy to remember. And website for you guys, SchultzMyers.com.
SchultzMyers.com,
and
correct.
Myers plural.
Yep.
A lot of people may want to leave off that S.
Or they spell it wrong. It's spelled M-Y-E-R-S as opposed to M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense. So reach out today. Get some advice. You guys have attorneys available 24 hours a day, don't you?
24 hours a day. And, you know, and I give up my cell phone number to clients. And you know, we make ourselves accessible day, night, weekend, anything.
Well, I love your website, too, because there's a wealth of information on there about all types of different topics if people want to get educated on personal injury.
Yeah, one thing I'm especially proud of is our blog. We always update that daily with new material. So anything that's hot in the news, we'll analyze it legally, and we'll put that on our blog, and I think folks will find value in that.
Well, if you have time to stick around, I have some questions when it comes to amusement parks and water parks and some of the injuries that happen out there. We're going to hear that and more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.